Hello and welcome to The Word, bringing you the good news of Jesus Christ every day from the order of preachers around the world. Today, from the United States, we have Sister Connie Koch, a spiritual director and retreat director, and the promoter of preaching for the Dominican Sisters of Hope. Sister Connie lives in Mount Vernon, New York, and her preaching today is entitled, An Amazing Inheritance.
The beginning of the letter of St. Paul to the Ephesians. Paul, an apostle of Christ Jesus by the will of God, to the saints who are in Ephesus and are faithful in Christ Jesus. Grace to you and peace from God our Father and the Lord Jesus Christ. Blessed be the God and Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, who has blessed us in Christ with every spiritual blessing in the heavenly places, just as he chose us in Christ before the foundation of the world to be holy and blameless before him in love. He destined us for adoption as his children through Jesus Christ, according to the good pleasure of his will, to the praise of his glorious grace that he freely bestowed on us in the Beloved. In him we have redemption through his blood, the forgiveness of our trespasses, according to the riches of his grace that he lavished on us. With all wisdom and insight, he has made known to us the mystery of his will, according to his good pleasure that he set forth in Christ, as a plan for the fullness of time, to gather up all things in him, things in heaven and things on earth. Paul begins his letter to the Ephesians and to us by calling himself an apostle of Christ Jesus. He addresses his recipients as holy ones, saints, because they are set apart for Christ by faith. Paul then erupts in praise for God's gracious purpose as creator, for the redemptive work of Christ as redeemer, and for the promised inheritance through the Holy Spirit, the sanctifier. For both the Romans and the Jews, adoption was a life-altering, life-saving act. It was a change of fortune and a profound rescue from a bad future. So through his powerful words here, Paul was trying to guide and encourage the Ephesians and all of us who by baptism have become the adopted children of God. To understand this profound gift of newness of life, we don't just receive the inheritance of eternal life. We actually get to live as forgiven, grace-filled daughters and sons of God here and now. We gain a loving family on earth with the followers of Christ around us. We also get to participate in the work of God to fill the earth with God's goodness. We are freed from the slavery of sin and death. So really, if we think about it, with this inheritance, everything changes. We become heirs to all God's promises, all God's gifts. In our culture today, we might call this a truly life-changing experience. But in God language, it is simply all divine gift. Let's be honest. Have we ever purchased a ticket for the lottery and actually thought about winning? Or imagined ourselves receiving an unexpected gift of inheritance of a rich inheritance, like maybe a castle in Ireland or a lovely home in the Bahamas? Well, Paul assures us that we have already received so much more. God has blessed us in Christ with every spiritual blessing in the heavens. This inheritance is the sustaining hope of we who believe. Such hope anchors our lives, and God's continued grace gives light, reveals truth, and brings us home to the riches of God's kingdom. So, here are the instructions in small print. Hold on to this lottery ticket. Keep living into the call you have received, because this spiritual lottery, like any other lottery, reminds us we have to be in it to win it.